2 Minute Crypto Incentives. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. This week I'd like to lift the veil on incentives in the cryptosphere. As most of us are not full-time project participants, we access crypto news through digital media. We certainly don't read the local paper to do so. Unless you're looking for another Bitcoin is dead piece, that is. The net abounds with readily available sources of crypto information. Dedicated news sites, market trackers, YouTube channels, blog posts, podcasts, news aggregators, the whole gamut of data feeds, commentators, and analysts. As you navigate the reams of information before you, of course you strive to assess the credibility of the source and over time build up networks of news faucets, places you trust to a certain extent to guide you through this quick, ever-changing crypto landscape. However, in the process of constructing these networks, how much attention do you pay to incentives? By incentives, I mean, why has this site, channel, or podcast bothered to highlight whatever aspect of crypto they have taken the time to highlight? This is not a trivial consideration. When you encounter a YouTube video with a title along the lines of XYZ, the next Bitcoin, a whole series of questions should arise. Why the sensationalist title? Why the marriage of XYZ project to the most dominant? Is this a sponsored video? Are they holders of XYZ? It's only after taking time to assess those questions that the message can be properly interpreted. Remember, much of the crypto space is actively incentivized to part you from your capital. Buy now, hurry, don't miss out. XYZ pumped 50% today, looming drop in the market. Messages designed to prompt action rather than reflection bombard us. Depressingly, most crypto news posts are simply vehicles to deliver advertisements. A hangover from legacy media. The contents itself is secondary. Personally, I ignore such purported news sources. I also regularly review my YouTube feed to remove news sources that have slowly devolved into sponsored garbage. Now, of course, there's nothing inherently wrong with incentives. Incentives are the reason there's anything out there to follow in the first place. But a nuanced awareness of the drivers of content, news, and so on is critical to contextualizing the service or information they provide. Services are a great tool. Just be careful you aren't the tool. The public comments or announcements of entirely respectable crypto figures such as Vitalik Buterin and Dan Larimer, or an investment guru such as Peter Thiel, have to be assessed through the lens of incentive awareness. Someone whose wealth is predicated on the future success of a project, who then announces that it will take over the world, is simply talking their book. Sure, listen to what they have to say, but first and foremost reflect on their incentive for doing so. This lets you filter out a lot of background noise and focus your limited time and attention as efficiently as possible. Incentives can be very subtle. I once remember watching a certain YouTuber's infrequent but very polished content for months before the long con, the incentive behind it all emerged. In this case, it was for a limited time-only access to an absurdly overpriced crypto community. I almost went for it. Then I ran the numbers and good sense prevailed. Be careful out there, folks. Only you truly have your best interests at heart. Remember that. Verify, don't trust, and even those you come to trust, we verify from time to time. If you haven't pondered my incentive for this podcast, you haven't been paying attention. Thanks for listening.